Reign, Jesus, reign. Reign, Jesus, reign. King of Zion, Judah's lion, reign, Jesus, reign. Reign, Jesus, reign. Reign, Jesus, reign. King of Zion, Judah's lion, reign, Jesus, reign. Oh, reign, Jesus, reign. Reign, Jesus, reign. King of Zion, Judah's lion, reign, Jesus, reign. Oh, reign, Jesus, reign. Reign, Jesus, reign. King of Zion, Judah's lion, reign, Jesus, reign. King of Zion, Judah's lion, reign, Jesus, reign. And so we adore you and we magnify you and we glorify you. As we come before your presence this morning with singing, we offer unto you, mighty God, the sacrifice of praise from the fruit of our lips. We bless you and we adore you. Highly lift you up, God, and glorify you, because you alone are the King of kings, and you alone are the Lord of lords. And we bless your name, O God, from the rising of the sun into the setting down of the same. God, your name is worthy to be praised. Your name is worthy to be adored. And so as we begin this morning off, Lord, we want to begin it off with songs of adoration and songs of praise. We desire for you to reign over our hearts and reign over our souls this very day, because you have blessed us to be able to see a brand new day, and we can rejoice and be glad in that blessing that you bestowed upon us. So, God, we ask that you would reign over us as the King of kings, the King of Zion and the Judah's lion. God, reign over our hearts and reign over our souls and reign over us this day. We ask that you would lead, God, and direct us in all of our endeavors, for we will not lean unto our own understanding, but we acknowledge, oh God, this morning that we are nothing without you, and we can't be effective in doing anything in this day without you leading us, without you guiding us, and without you reigning over us, Lord. You are the King of kings and the Lord of lords, the King of glory, the King of Zion, the King of glory, God, the King of Zion. You are the reigning ruler, God, over my heart, and you are the reigning ruler over this world. And so we bless your name this morning, God, as all of earth, oh God, all of the creation will bless you and magnify you. Lord, I don't want to be left of offering unto you the praise that you are so worthy of. So, Lord, I ask that you would fill my mouth with praise all the day long as you reign and lead me all the day long. You promised according to your word that you would never leave me nor ever forsake me. And so, God, I'm glad that you are the one that is the governor of my soul. I'm glad, oh God, today that you are also the lover of my soul. And, God, you help me to walk right, and you help me to talk right, and you help me to live right, and you help me to act right. So, God, I ask, oh God, that you would lead, God, and direct us, Lord, this day in the name of Jesus, that our footsteps will be ordered, that your glory might be revealed and fulfilled in our lives. We don't want to go in our own power, nor do we want to go in our own might, but Lord, we need your spirit to come on down, God, to send an anointing, oh God, to come on down and send a refreshing, Lord. We need your spirit to come on down and send rejuvenation, send in life, and send in the breath, oh God, the air from the very four corners of the world, and to fill our cups, Lord, that we might exhibit, oh God, the spirit of holiness, the spirit of righteousness, and that we might exude your glory on this day. Someone needs to know, Lord, today that you are still a redeemer. Someone will need to know that you are still a way maker. Someone will need to know that you are still a healer, and that you are a provider, and that you are a strong tower. And Lord, I have an awesome opportunity to let my light shine, to be a witness to those that need to know that you still say today. And so, Lord, as you are the King of kings and the Lord of lords, we bless you and we magnify you and we thank you for this time of prayer. For you tell us in your word that men ought to always pray and not faint. God, we can't give up hope, and we're in our 18th day of our 31 days of prayer, and we have not given up yet, and we are determined to not give up, because the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. And as our focus today is to praying for others, Lord, we can't do anything on our own for anyone, but the best solution and the best answer to any problem that our neighbor or our friend or a loved one or just some stranger may need from us is to know that you still save, oh God, and that we can pray for them, and that we can cast all of our cares upon you, and we can bring their name up for, before you, oh God, before your throne of grace. Oh God, give us, oh God, someone to pray about today. And God, give us someone to encourage, oh God, today. In the name of Jesus, because Lord, there are many, many, oh God, that may be led astray today. And there has been a great falling away in the church at large. Give us the ability and give us the opportunity to encourage someone today and let them know that there is still hope today, in spite of what it may look like in the world, in spite of how dire life may seem. Lord, we know that there is still a way, that it's not over until you say that it's over. I thank you for the encouraging word that you gave us yesterday at Prayer Center to remind us, Lord, that it's over, because you have placed something great in us, oh God, that can help fulfill us, that can help sustain us, oh God, that can help keep us going along, oh God, and keep walking in victory in spite of what may be around us. You placed a treasure in this earthen vessel, God. I'm just a vessel of clay, but God, you have placed your spirit in each and every one of us, who helps us to live right, who helps us to walk right, who helps us to exude you, to let our light shine, Lord. And we need your help today in the name of Jesus, because someone thinks that it's over. Someone is ready to throw in the towel. Someone, God, thinks that there is no more hope, because the world appears to be stacked up, or the odds appear to be stacked up against them. But God, I thank you again for the word yesterday, who reminded us, oh God, that that widow woman of Zarephath, God, she didn't know that you already had plans for her life, because you had already ordered the man of God to make his way so that he could speak life into her situation. Lord, allow a widow woman, God, allow someone that is in need to come our way today, God, so that not only we can be a blessing to them, but that they can be a blessing to us as well. God, you ordained that situation, God, when Elijah, when he declared that there will be no more rain, and you sent him, oh God, to that brook called Cherith, oh Lord. You provided for him, but Lord, that was not his end destination. Lord, you know the full puzzle of our lives, and God, you allow us to put pieces together, and if we would just take time to go back and look over all the pieces, Lord, we'll see the beautiful image that you have created in our lives, and we'll finally get to see what you know about us. For I'm glad to say, Lord, today, that you know the thoughts that you think towards me, and you know the plans that you have for my life, because you ordained me to be here even before I was shaped in my mother's womb. So, Lord, give us an opportunity, oh God, to come upon someone today to encourage them and to let them know that there is still hope, that is not over as long as there's breath in your lungs. You still have an opportunity, oh God, to allow God to have his will in your life, and that you still have an opportunity to allow God to turn your situation around, that there is still a hope, that there is still yet another chance, oh God, that there is still an opportunity for you to break us out and to break us through and to break us over any and every obstacle that the enemy may try to throw our way. Give us the words of encouragement. Lord, that we may encourage someone's heart today, and that we may be a living epistle read of men, meaning, God, that we'll be willing to share our testimony, we'll be willing to let someone know where you brought us from, and, God, we'll be willing to let someone know, oh, God, the great things that you have done for each and every one of our lives. Father, I call on the name of my father-in-law this morning, Joseph Guilford, as he prepares to go into surgery this day. Lord, I pray that you would guide the hands of the physicians right now in the mighty name of Jesus and allow them to take care of everything that they see that's wrong. Oh, God, don't allow them to just practice. Oh, but, Lord, let them perfect their craft today and do what's needed, oh, God, to take care of the ailment that is in his body. We speak quick healing. We speak strength in his body, God, and we speak long life, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And then I pray for my bishop, my pastor, Bishop Ted Thomas, Lord. I call on his name that you would anoint him and appoint him and continue to keep him, Lord, in this very day. Oh, God, allow his latter days to be greater than his former days, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I call on the pastors in the great northern district that you would bless them and keep them and allow us to take this city for your glory and for your honor. I pray a special prayer and blessing on Pastor William Cornick this morning, Lord, that you would touch his body right now, that you would heal him, God, that ailment, Lord, that has had him out of commission. Lord, heal, deliver, and set free, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And then, God, I pray for my brothers in the gospel. Oh, God, Pastor Jones, oh, Lord, and Pastor Metcalf, God, and Pastor Chenault, that you would bless them and keep them, Lord, and in the name of Jesus. And then I pray for those on our jobs, Lord, our co-workers, oh, God, that you allow us to be a blessing to them and to be a witness to them. Lord, I pray for those that are in the hospital. God, let my wife and my father-in-law, my God, be a witness, oh, God, of your glory in those locations. I pray for our young people as they go to school today, that you allow them to be a witness and a blessing to those that they come across. And then, Lord, I pray that you will bring us back home safely, that whatever we have to do today, that you will bring us back home safely. And, Lord, if you do this, Lord, we'll be willing to offer unto you the sacrifice of praise, to bless you and to give thanks unto you. For you are good. You are a great God. And you reign over all earth, and you reign over all humanity. We thank you for being a just king. You're not a wicked king. You're not a wicked ruler. But you are a merciful, compassionate, loving God who loves us so much that you gave us your best gift. And we thank you for your son, Jesus, and for him dying on the cross for our sins. Thank you, God, for the revelation again that it's not over until you say that it's over. And because you live, Lord, I can live today, and I can continue to press forward so towards that higher calling that you have for me today. I speak greater into the lives of your people, and I speak greater into the lives of people that you allow us to infect, Lord, today, with the goodness of your word, with the glory of love and fellowship. Bless us, Lord, and keep us, are my prayers this day. It's in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus Christ we pray this morning. We say thank God, amen, and amen.